I'm not in my best. I haven't got my makeup on. Not feeling me. Sound how I feel. It was very sudden. And it was just after the war. That was the time when lots of diseases were going around, such as meningitis, polio, and many others, TB. And there were so many illnesses. Unfortunately, I was found unconscious one day, and they didn't know what it was. I can remember every detail when they came around. I kept asking questions. And they kept saying, "Why can't I hear?" That was it. 1 minute, I was a normal hearing person. When I come round, why have I got all my hair shaved off round my ears? Fortunately, it never stopped me being a little chatterbox. I kept asking questions. And I was that happy little girl. Normal, love music, and love life. I was tricky at times, because I was asking so many questions. I still do, to this day. And so from that time, my life changed completely. 1 minute I was in the hearing world. Playing the piano, dancing, singing. Took me a long time to recover. I had to learn to communicate. Even though there was hearing aids in those days, very old fashioned, the best thing you had to carry around would be killer things. But they trust me, and they said, "I'm completely damaged." But from the hospital, they'd operated. Yes, that's why my hair was off. I'm feeling it, excuse me. It's hard to go back. Then when I was recovering, when I was at home, very, very weak. I did my best to try to understand people by lip reading. In those days, deaf children had to be sent off to boarding schools. At first, I didn't fit in. I was seeing all these children flying their hands around and moving their mouth. Yeah, of course they couldn't hear, whether they could talk or not. But if they were doing this language, I said to one of them, "Don't do that to me. What are you doing?" They said, "I'm talking to you." I said, "Oh." Hey, they could understand each other by sign language. So I picked it up. Before I became deaf, I love music. I loved all sounds, but I did not like the sound of heavy traffic. I would be like, and planes going over. Planes, because where I lived was army, what you call it. Yeah, and the planes were flying low to come back or go off. But I love music. Love to sing. I had heard Nat King Cole, listened to him as a widow before the tellies. Gracie Fields, yeah. This is a woman. Don't know what his name was, but the song was Never Gold Road for Lola Lauder Day. It was widow, but all songs that came out of the widow. She listened to them. I'd be sailing down the river on a Sunday afternoon. I can't know. I need that. I don't know where I get it from. I need her songs. That they'll come back for me. I need Nat King Cole songs. And then I think they will come back for me. But I think it was the first Sunday. This afternoon, that's a widow one. Yes, they had the old film and all that, Disney. Birds, the things were around him. Yeah, I've got that in my head because I remember when Tilly first came out, they put that on and he continued to sing. Oh, he was brilliant. He's so soft. I wanted to learn to sing, but like they say, it's impossible. I was learning to play the piano. I was going to dancing classes and I was going swimming. Bear in mind, I could swim like a fish. I wasn't scared of water, which was good. And I remember in those days, I wasn't scared to swim in the lake. Bear in mind again, the lakes were as clean as we could think of. You could see through them, but you couldn't. You couldn't get away from the hard pebbles. I go, oh, oh, oh. The lake didn't give much noise. There's a wind. I can't remember hearing thunder and lightning. It doesn't come through me. I cannot remember the sound of the sea as a child coming in and out because I had not been to the seaside at that time. There's so much left out. My son has just asked me a question. If I happen to get my earring back, what would I do? And I say to everybody, I think I'd be too used to it, being deaf. I think having my earring back would be a shock to my system. Might even make me go crazy because my eyes have always been my ears. And so, all the noise and all the, what you call it, sounds that are happening all at once, I think would drive me crazy. And that's what I think. No more drunk foot anymore, no. I don't want anybody to hear my voice.